there was some key points that I needed to share with the family on who, what, when, or where, and most importantly, the why. Let me just overview the why. The why is I ran Iraq ever since the execution of Saddam Hussein. And they were able to worm their way into the system because Iraq is pretty much 60 to 70% Shia Muslim, and the remaining is Sunni. And they're considered the more moderate Muslims. The Shia are the fundamental radical side, which were the backbone, of course, the tyrannical regime in Iran. Let me I took some notes, and let me go and kind of do a little review and bring us to why and what we're at today. You know, as we know, the world is facing a colossal battle right now in real time, good versus evil. It's biblical, it's prophetic, and it's reality. We see that now in our lives here in America. And it's nothing but biblical proportions. It's a colossal event that is shaping in this world as we live. And I wanted to share that, you know, the U.S., of course, after the death of Saddam Hussein, we were heavily involved, as we are today now, even more so, in a very vulnerable Iraq. You know, they have been sanctioned. They were heavily burdened and were very, of course, vulnerable. But mostly important, under the UN and American sanctions, Article 8, which they have been relieved of. They paid their debt. I don't know if you're totally, Frank, relieved of the Article 8. I think it's been written off because they paid Kuwait back, as far as the UN is concerned, and other reparations they had to make to the governments of other Arab countries that were involved that suffered loss. So they were very vulnerable. Their life was controlled, not only financial, but every aspect of the Iraqi life was under the thumb of somebody, be it the UN or US or whomever. But during this time frame, our President Bush wrote an executive order 13303, which basically stated that the Iraqi war will pay for itself. And everybody kind of scratched their head. How's that going to happen? Well, we know why. It's the Iraqi dinar and its eventual reevaluation, reinstatement, or monetary reform. So during this period, let's go back and just kind of just look now into 2008 to 2016, Obama administration. And I'm not here to disparage Obama or any of that situation. These are just happens to be facts that are verifiable. Google, you can Google them and do whatever. Just don't take my word for it. These are truths. During that time frame, Obama revived the Muslim Brotherhood, which was the opening the door to what's happened, and we saw what happened with ISIS. He gave Iran $1.7 billion in cash at nighttime. Cargo planes, that's irrefutable. He's even said he did it, and he made the statement, well, that was their money. Okay, well, the whole world had Iran sanctioned and at that time, and bank accounts frozen. Who, what, when, or where? We know the reason. Obama reformatted global influence, U.S. global influence, and concentrated a lot with a lot of the Arab countries. He was, how would you say, cozying up to them and with relationships. Why? Okay. He made, during this time frame of his administration, he made drastic cuts in our military, brought it back to numbers in our armed forces that were dangerously low. Wouldn't listen to the leaders saying, we got to, you know, have a draft, maybe we need to replenish. But he chose not to. And he closed many, many, many United States military bases, not only in our country, but all over the world. During these years now, this is the very important, under the vulnerability of Iraq, Iran took total advantage of the situation, masterfully maneuvered because of the Shia population. Basically, Iran got in there and bought out and restructured those Shia-influenced people, Iraqis, and some were Iranian, into the politics of Iraq. And they grew their parliament, did all their procedures masterfully for one reason, their control of Iraq. Now, you need to think about this. Iraq and Iran were at war when Saddam Hussein got into power for 8 years, and they slaughtered each other. And it was sectarian. It was like Sunnis versus Shias, and it was over also oil areas and ports. And that's all history that you need to take a look at. These are all reasons. Always, Iran had an eye for Iraq. They wanted to own it, but couldn't at the time. During these years, Iran, of course, as they were sinking their claws into Iraq, they took advantage of every situation possible, but they also kept a low key. They also were doing their exportation of the world's terrorists, supporting, as Frank always says, the 4-H Club. And we all know this is facts, and this is historical data. This is truth. This is happening. It's still happening. They were the financiers of evil and that evil axis. It's truth. Now, during this time of growth, and things were starting to shape up in Iraq, even though it was manipulated by Iran, because the world wanted answers. Iraq was sitting on, and still is, oil, unbelievable amounts of oil, natural resources, and Frank has talked about, their gold reserves and all that. Oh, yeah, where are those gold reserves? That's a good question for another day. Are they secure? We don't know. I guess they are. But let me get to this point right now. It's very important. In 2012, Dr. Shabibi was ready to pull the lever to revalue the Iraqi dinar. This is truth. Uh-oh, what happened? Iran couldn't have it. Why is that, George? Because they would have been exposed. That means they would have had to redo their financial systems. They were still in the debit ledger areas. I mean, they were still antiquated in finances, and that's how they were manipulating Iraq, because Iraq was being stalled blind through auctions, monies, everything, black market, you name it. They did everything just to keep the appearance that I was coming out of the ledgers. Kept them to keep their people not having a servile insurrection, but they were stealing them blind. And Dr. Shabibi saw this, and he couldn't talk, but he brought up, he came before the parliament, said, because he was financial genius and economic genius. I believe he was the director, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, or had oversight with the, the CBI. I think he was the director, I believe, at the time. Yes. Well, anyway. Yes, thank you, sir. Shabibi, all of a sudden, through Maliki, imagine that name, accused him of stealing and doing everything that they're doing, and brought back malicious charges on him and threatened his life. And eventually, what happened? He had to leave the country, him and his family. He was exiled. Think about this, family. Why would Iraq not go through the reevaluation when everything seemed to be building in that direction? We know the answer, Iran. Iran would have been exposed. And why would have Iran, and the ultimate goal was Iran needed time and money. They were able to glean this money off of Iraq, really without being known. Noticed and to be exposed, because they needed their money and the time to have nuclear proliferation. Plain and simple. So they couldn't have an Iraq come into their own, correct? So Shabibi was out of the picture, business as usual. Now let's get into this scenario. They never expected Donald Trump to beat Hillary Clinton. Uh-oh, game change. But Donald Trump went in there as a businessman, and he realized he made the statements. He made the statement that when he's coming down the escalator and in earlier visits when people were talking, what do you know about the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. Trump said on several occasions that Iran owned Iraq. And people looked at him with the deer in the headlights look. What are you talking about? Well, we know what he was talking about, folks. The guy's a genius. He's also directed intelligently from our Heavenly Father. And that's even showing out even more and more. He is the Cyrus for this time. And it's very scriptural. So he knew what was going on, but he really didn't know the full depth of it. He just knew that Iran had more to play with Iraq than what the world knew or led on to. So when he came down and he had his 4 years, you know, he had a great administration. So what had to happen? Trump had to be removed. Well, he lost the election of 2020, right? Or did he? We know the truth. And a lot of that's going to come back out. Now, Joe Biden administration, and I'm not here to knock or disparage Joe Biden, but we know what happened. He immediately reversed over 200-something executive orders from Donald Trump, threw us back into reducing our military presence, and we kind of got into a cocoon. That's truth. And as far as I'm, and this is in my opinion only, General, this was Obama's third term. I'll just leave it at that. Biden carried on certain policies that were to be carried on. Yeah. Okay, so Biden, things happened. Iran flexed its muscle. The world was concerned about Iran's growth, and there was rumors that they were building what? Going toward nuclear proliferation for a nuclear bomb. Common knowledge. Uh-oh, newsflash. Well, you know, all that time, they were saying, well, we're just going to do this to have nuclear power. Yeah, they have the right to have nuclear power, but they could have had nuclear power plants built all over the country at this time. On the amount of time they were allotted, but never, you don't see one nuclear plant in Iran. So let's leave that for, you know, another discussion. So Iran was exposed. Let's now go into the 2024 election. What was going to happen was they felt that Harris would carry the day and business as usual would have been Obama's fourth term, or when I say Obama, that administration mindset with the Middle East, be nice with Iran, let's give them money, yeah, they're going to have nuclear power plants, which was a bunch of nonsense. It didn't happen. Really, the new sheriffs in town, and thank God the 4 years that Trump was not in office, he learned, educated himself, and prepared and knew exactly what was coming down the pike. And that was where Iran's intentions were. Brothers and sisters, if I may be so bold, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, our blessing would not occur. Why is that, George? It wouldn't occur to where we expect it to or the way Dr. Shabibi had envisioned. They would have controlled the money if the situation with the bombing in Iran would not occur. And now let me just sit back so I'm not stepping on Frank. I want to put it in the right order. If the bombing, okay, let's look at it this way. If the bombing did not occur in Iran, and business was usual and we're going through everything, you know, we always said to ourselves, why hasn't this happened? We know why. Because Iran masterfully dictated the press, the releases, because the world wanted answers. Jamie Dimon was deceived. Everybody was deceived. The three letters, bureaus were to see, because they were being told by Sudani and other officials what we wanted to hear. You know, we're moving toward our reinstatement, our monetary reform. And we bought it because it was coming across the airways, right? If it's said on the radio, if it's on print, boom. But a lot of the stuff never happened was what? If it was put on the Gazette, it was law. Very few things hit the Gazette because things had to change. Well, something happened. We didn't have a quorum. We know all the excuses all these years. This thing should have happened in 2012. It should have happened a lot sooner, even within, let's just look at the last 2 to 3 years. This thing should have went immediately, but we know why. If it went, what was the magic key? The reform would have gone digitally, and Iran would not have been able to manipulate the funds. That's plain and simple, folks. It's right in front of our face.